So I'm going to cut to the chase. First thing, you need to know a few facts in order to enjoy this story to the full capacity. One is me now, here I am, 38, super gay, very well-dressed, excellent hair, glasses, right? So like the whole package, really. And then I want you to picture me at age 17. I'm living in Dallas, Texas, and my parents have enrolled me in a fancy religious private school. Yeah, so, but I don't look like this. I have got long blonde hair down to here. I'm super tan. I play volleyball, basketball, tennis, golf. My uniform consists of like this kicky little plaid skirt and knee highs and saddle shoes. On Wednesdays when we go to chapel, I have to wear blue socks because like God loves blue. I still haven't figured that one out. So I look the part, right? I look the part of like the sort of ditzy, blonde, Dallas high school student, but I do not fit in at all. We have moved there from Louisville, Kentucky, and I was a total, like, T-shirt, jeans, running around the fields, you know, jumping fences, stuff like that, breaking into stores. And I'm trying to assimilate into this culture, this new culture. So those are facts. The other fact is I was raised by James Bond. I'm going to explain this. So I was left alone a lot as a child. In, like, a good way, sort of. In middle school, we had a Blockbuster video. I don't know if you remember those things. It used to be around the corner, and my mom would let me go out there and pick whatever videos I wanted, and I got to watch them while she was gone or my dad was gone. There was a little weird while there where I was taking a cab home from school. So I spent my nights with Sean Connery as James Bond. And I realized at that moment that what I wanted to be when I grew up was James Bond. But specifically, Connery Bond. Not like Roger Moore, you know. Yeah, Connery Bond. And I was really absorbed into those final scenes in those Bond movies, like, you know, where the ship sinks and then Bond is alone in this, like, huge rubber raft that for some reason has a roof. With this really hot girl, and as the credits are about to roll, like, he turns to her, right, and there's this knowing wink at the camera, and there's some British dude in a helicopter who's coming to rescue them, and they're like, oh, don't worry about it, Bond's got it. And then, you know, he leans in to, like, kiss the girl, and then credits fade to black, and you know what's gonna happen. But this sounded awesome to me, and so I think at that point I kind of decided, like, what if when I grew up I became a womanizer? So, high school me, long blonde hair, kicky little skirt, saddle shoes, no friends, and my mom sets me up on a play date that consists of sending me to Cancun for spring break with two girls who I didn't really know very well named Debbie and Jennifer. So, Debbie and Jennifer and I are in Mexico. We're going to this bar called Carlos and Charlie's. I have integrated into my persona the fact that I am Sean Connery, James Bond, and secretly want to be a womanizer. But I am also this total, like, Dallas gal, and I'm out with these Dallas gals, Debbie and Jennifer. And I decide at this point, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it right. And I said to myself, I'm taking care of this V thing. I am going to lose my virginity. I'm going to do it my way. I'm going to do it the Bond way. It's because it's like kind of all I knew, right? I wasn't really a straight girl. I was trying to figure myself out. Like, wasn't really sure about my gender identity, but didn't even have that language. Wasn't sure about my sexuality. Didn't really have that language either. But I had this picture in my head of, like, how cool and confident I wanted to be in a romantic or sexual situation. And I was like, I'm going to fucking own this. So Debbie and Jennifer are out on the dance floor. They're like doing their thing, like grinding up on some guys, definitely like going for the girls gone wild kind of thing. Doing, you know, shots of tequila out of these huge funnels. And I see this guy in the back of the bar, and he's just cool and calm and quiet. He seems kind of shy. And I'm like, God, he's sitting all alone. I'm going to go talk to him. And so I go up to him, and I say, hey, are you here by yourself? And he's like, yeah, me? I'm like, yeah, you. I said, do you want to dance? He goes, with me? And I was like, yeah, you. So we get on the dance floor. We're dancing for like literally 5 seconds. And I lean in close to his ear and I go, hey, do you want to go back to my apartment and do it? And he goes, apartment? And I go, hotel room, whatever. But I'm working from a script here, dude. So I find out his name is Mark, and he seems to be a genuinely nice guy. And I'm, you know, I'm talking him up, chatting him up. So, you know, what do you do? Where are you from? You know, what brings you down to Mexico? And he says, well, I'm from Canada. I said, that's great. Cool. And he goes, and I'm in Mountie Academy. I'm gonna be a Canadian Mountie. And I was like, oh my God, this is perfect. His name is Mark. He's going to be a Canadian Mountie. Mark, by the way, is like dressed. It's the 90s, just, you know. So he's, I don't remember what he's wearing, but I remember that he's wearing a fanny pack. And he's got stuff in it. Like, there's stuff in there. And we find out later what it is. But so we go back to the hotel room, chatting up Mark. He's telling me, you know, and he's like, well, what about you? Where are you from? What do you do? And I'm like, you know what? Let's talk about you. So we go back to the hotel room. I've never slept with anybody before, let alone a man. This was not like really on my radar, except for the fact that like I just decided I was going to do it. And I'm unsure as to how to proceed. Mark's being very like kind of gentle with me. You know, is this okay? And I'm like, yeah, honey, whatever. It's fine. And so we do the deed, which was frankly unremarkable to the point that I can't actually even remember that part of this story. Just another face. So Mark says, look, can I take your picture? You look so just great there on the bed, and I just, the guys back home are never going to believe it. And I say, yeah, okay. And then it, like, I didn't do, like, a this. I did, like, a... Mark pulls out his fanny pack. He rummages through it, and he pulls out an underwater camera. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a underwater camera picture of me somewhere at a Canadian Mountie Academy. I am, like, thumbtacked to the wall next to the calendar from 1992. And every time they walk by, they're like, man, that guy, so lucky. I'm just going to end this story with, because it's my time. I told this story to a friend. I was telling them that I was going to, you know, be telling this to you guys. And I said, I'm just trying to figure out how to, like, put this into my origin story about, like, being gay and super awesome and, you know, who I am now. And she said, you know what? I think this is your origin story. And I said, why? And they said, dude, you fucked a Mountie. Thank you, guys.